from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
It's okay, Josh. I know you had that up high. It's all good. Finally, it means something. Not just the week, not just Sunday. This song. Here we go. Finally, it means something. Yeah, baby. We are ready to rock and roll. Ready to go. It is week number one in the National Football League. We are here. We've made it. I mean, haven't we said that like a million times? We've made it. We got past the preseason. We get into training camp. We've made it. We get into the preseason. We've made it. We get past the preseason. We've made it. We get into week one Monday. We've made it. Thursday morning before the first game. We've made it. And now here we are on Friday. Where do you keep saying we've made it? Because we have made it. I love it. Sal Capaccio here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Glad to be with you today. Man, it has been an interesting last, 12 hours or so, I guess. I'm watching the highlights last night. Unbelievable. What a great game to start the season. Great game to start the season. Last year was a great game to start the season when the Lions went into Kansas City and beat them. And really, Ravens had every opportunity to beat the Chiefs. Came down to a toe, a big toe. I mean, if only Isaiah Likely had a smaller foot, we are talking about a different result this morning. In case you didn't see it last night, 27-20 win for the Kansas City Chiefs over the Baltimore Ravens. But at the end of the game, the Ravens had like three chances into the end zone from in close, like 12-yard line, wherever they were. First one, they say Lamar hit and Lamar missed Isaiah Likely. I don't know. I mean, it would have had to be a nice tight window, but yeah, he probably could have hit him. And there was this, he was scrambling around a little bit, saw him in the back corner, threw it, tried to get it towards the pylon, towards the corner. Isaiah Likely went up. He came down. He actually got hurt, had to be out the next play as they went to another play in the end zone. And that's the one Lamar should have hit. I mean, Zay Flowers was wide open in the end zone. And Lamar missed him. Lamar was rolling to his right. Flowers was kind of going with him. Lamar threw it kind of back towards where Flowers was. And it didn't turn out. They didn't get it. Next play. Lamar just doing his best scrambling opportunity. And winds up having a window to throw it to Likely. Has to fit this one. It's a great throw. This one was a great throw. Hits Likely, who does a great job to then get his feet down. It's called a touchdown and then taken away because his big toe was on the line. So Sergeant Hulka with the big toe had a hand in last night's Chiefs-Ravens game. If you don't know what that is, kids, look it up. Movie Stripes. Sergeant Hulka with the big toe. That's what I haven't looked. I bet you there's some memes with that today from Stripes. So the Ravens start off 0-1. The Chiefs start off 1-0. We had a big debate here this week on who's better for the Bills to win this game. There's some good arguments on both sides. If you wanted the Ravens to win because you want the Chiefs to lose and just give them a loss, yes, I get it. And as Bulldog said, I'll worry about other people losing later in the year, like as far as playoffs and wild cards and whatever, but give the Chiefs a loss early, I think that's better. Better for the Bills. And I found myself rooting for the Ravens last night as the game was going on, because I think that's right. Matt Bove, my co-host on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, Channel 7 sports director, he made the case to root for the Chiefs because, hey, the Chiefs are going to win anyway. They're going to win the West. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to have a look at the one seed. You're not really battling with them this year, just considering what the Bills' season might wind up being, but you might be battling with the Ravens for seeding, wild card even. Who knows? So, hey, from that standpoint, the Ravens are now 0-1. The Chiefs are 1-0. It's a great start to the season. And then tonight, which we'll get into later, we have Packers-Eagles in Brazil. The first Friday, they're calling it. It is. So people have brought up to me, people have said to me, hey, Sal, I thought the NFL was not allowed to play on Friday nights because of high school football. That's actually is a rule, but it doesn't start yet. It's got to be, there's certain windows, and this is the last weekend of the last weekend that they can actually play on a Friday night, but they're also, actually, you know what it is? I'm sorry. I think I got screwed up a little bit. I think the reason they can do it, it's international. It's not in a market near a high school. That's what it is. I looked this up back in the summer when this was announced because I don't think the NFL should play on Friday nights. I think the college shouldn't play on Friday nights. Let's leave that to the local high schools. Let's allow people to go to their communities and their local high schools and spend their money and watch their kids. And that's how these high schools, you know, a lot of their lifeblood is their money they're making from some of these games and packing the stands. And I think the more we play on Friday nights in college and in the NFL takes away from that. People say, I'm going to stay home and watch the game. Now, of course, you can go to a high school game and watch it on your phone, but that's not the point. Go support your local high schools. I just have an issue with college and the NFL always playing on Friday night, but that's the reality of what we live in. And now we're going to see this a lot more, I think, with the NFL too. That's tonight. That's in Brazil. That's Packers-Eagles. On the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today, which is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Bills head coach Sean McDermott for his first of our weekly chats with him here on a Friday. Now, that will be adjusted as this month especially goes on because the Bills play Sunday, then they play Thursday, then they play Monday night, then they're back on a Sunday night, then a Sunday afternoon, then a Monday night. Woof. I mean, I think I got that right. So it's all going to be adjusted, but basically you get Sean McDermott every week and every Friday here on the Extra Point Show. And if there's a game on a different day, we'll adjust and we'll let you know exactly what the schedule is. But today we're expecting Sean McDermott at 10:45 a.m. So 10:45 a.m. for Sean McDermott. He will give us an injury update as he always does. We'll talk about playing week one at the stadium. I'll ask him about the safety situation, Damar Hamlin starting, Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop, where they are in their timelines. They're full participants. They're healthy. But is Damar, you know, you want to be respectful and say, look, Damar won the job, right? He's not gonna put him in if he didn't earn the job. I get that. But how much of an element is it also that maybe Bishop and Edwards haven't been out there and haven't been playing? And the trust factor of the defense and being able to do everything you want to do on defense with a four-year veteran in Damar Hamlin. We'll ask about the wide receivers. Curtis Samuel's been a full participant. Looks like he's good to go on Sunday as well. As of right now, I would expect the only player that probably is going to be ruled out is Javon Solomon, rookie defensive end with an oblique injury. So that's great news. Mitch Trubisky, of course, also a full participant. And now it looks like he's getting to the point where he should be healthy enough to back up Josh Allen, and they might not have to elevate Mike White, but that's always a possibility, right? So we'll get the final injury report designation. And of course, we'll ask Sean McDermott about taking on the Arizona Cardinals today on Sunday as well on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Also today at 11:30, Patrick Hammer gives us a weather outlook, a weather update for Sunday. I got to tell you, folks, I was mad. I was mad last week when he said, hey, look at it next week. There's a system coming. I'm just telling you right now, be weary. And at that point, I wasn't mad. But then all of a sudden, like a couple days later, I was texting with Pat, and he's like, it's not looking that good, Sal. But it's starting to look a little bit better, I believe. But we'll get it from him. I mean, it went from, now granted, Pat will always tell you, don't use those apps. They're just apps or computer models. I get it, but I do use the apps. I have to check the weather, right? So on my app that I check for the weather, it was like 50% chance rain on Sunday a few days ago. Then it went down to 40-something and then mid-30s. I opened up today, Josh. It said 3%. Three. It's nice. We're looking at what? I mean, Pat's going to give us the weather, but it's looking like it's going to be mid-60s, a little cloudy, maybe a stray shower in the area. It's going to be breezy, though. Is that your kind of football weather? I wouldn't mind a little hotter. Look, it's the first game of the year. They're not going to have a lot of really warm weather games. So I would prefer even hotter than that on Sunday for me personally.
I'm always a big jersey hoodie combo kind
of
guy.
I like
the hoodie under the jersey. But that's a little early for me right now. So honestly, this weather I think is perfect because you can wear jeans and be comfortable. You can wear shorts and be comfortable. You can wear a hoodie and be comfortable, and you can wear just like your jersey and be like, it's that perfect type of weather that you can be comfortable no matter what you do, pretty much. And I think that that's, you know, something we don't usually get during Bills season all that much, because usually you're either really, really hot and it's 95 degrees and you're in the sun, or it's negative 10 and you're bundled up in like 8 layers. But hey, that's why we love it, right?
Yeah, I mean, people saying it's great football weather, and I don't disagree with that. I'm just telling you that if I only get one afternoon Sunday game in Orchard Park from now until October 20th, I want that to be nice and steamy and feel good down the sidelines. But yeah. I get the football part of it.
No, that's fair. I mean, it is the leaves are turning. It's September. Like, it's starting to feel more like, you know, fall and everything. So I can see it both ways, but I hate the heat personally. So I've always been a cold guy.
Yeah.
Like, 50s is like...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50s and 60s is like my perfect temperature. So that's just me, though.
Well, you know, you're talking to a guy here, though, that the hotter the better when I golf. I like it hot when I golf. I like to play
really?
In the heat. Oh, yeah. I don't know why.
It
just comes from playing in Florida, and I never had played until I lived in Florida, and then grew up, and you know, I mean, I grew up, but started playing the game. It was super hot all the time, right? So I enjoy that. I'd rather literally play golf in 80 degree weather than 65. I know I'm a little psycho like that. What I want to do for the next, let's say 20, 25 minutes, half hour, whatever, until Sean McDermott comes on, is get connected with you, our fans. Which is always brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Also, forgot to tell you, in the 11 a.m. hour, it is back. It is back. It didn't happen yesterday, but it's back today. Three Dog Thursday on a Friday. We're going to do it on a Friday, though. Okay, you're going to get Three Dog Thursday today on a Friday. Yesterday, we were out at Northtown Kia. It was a great time out there. We heard from the two coordinators, Joe Brady and Bobby Babich. That was awesome to be out there yesterday and meet a lot of you who came by. But today, because of the schedule, the way it worked out, we'll give you Three Dog Friday. You might be getting Three Dog Friday a lot this year instead of Three Dog Thursday, just so you know, because of the way the schedule's going to work out with me and the Bills and covering practice. So let's maybe even change it. We might have to change it to Three Dog Friday this year. We might have to do that, Josh. Is that, I know it doesn't roll off the tongue like Three Dog Thursday. I was thinking of Four Dog Friday, actually, and giving four dogs. Hmm. But I like the whole, Three Dog's been a brand, you know?
Yeah, but Four Dog Friday does roll off the tongue. I mean, Three Dog Thursday is probably like the most flowy. But Four Dog Friday.
What if we did this? All right, let's do this on the fly.
Five Dog Friday.
Yeah. What if we did this on the fly? Ready? What if we did Four Dog Friday? I give three and you give one.
Ooh, that's a lot of pressure.
I know.
Because I know your streak. And I don't want
to... No, it's, I mean, streak. I think I have a winning record pretty much every year. At the end of the year, it might be a little over 500. I have to go back and look what I was last year. I think I was by the end of the year. I had a nice comeback because it was really uneven for a little while. But maybe, you know, we'll have to incorporate that in some way.
I'm in.
You want to do that?
Yeah, why not?
I'd have to give you my four, three, and then you'd have to pick a different one.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, maybe we'll do it that way. We're going to do that today during the 11 a.m. hour, but... I want to hear from you. Here's what I want to do today. You ready? It's your chance to call your shot. Call your shot. You are the Babe Ruth of callers out there today. You're going to point to center field, and you're going to drill it over the fence. What's the Bills' record? How's the season finish? That's what I want to know. What's the Bills' record at the end of the year, and how does the season end? Does it end after just 17 games? They're done. We're packing up. We're doing a post-game show. See you next year. Does it end in the divisional round and a loss? Does it end in the AFC Championship game? Does it end with a parade down Delaware Avenue? What is the Bills' final record at the end of the season? And how does the season end? You're going to call your shot today. Okay? I'm interested. You just call up. You give your name. Call your shot. We'll remember you. You can call back. Here's what we'll do. I'm going to write down everybody who calls. Like, I'm going to write down your name right here on my pad. I got my pad out. Josh, right? Got my pad out. You see it. I'm going to write down everybody's name. So let's say, you know, you're Mike in Amherst or whatever. I say Mike in Amherst says, you know, 10-7, loss in divisional round. And then you're going to remember it. I'm going to save this piece of paper. You're going to remember what you said. And then you're going to call me back at the end of the year if you get it all right. And you say, remember me? And I'm going to look and go, you're right. You're Mike in Amherst. You had that right. So let's do it today. 803-0550. We got to get these calls in before we get to Sean McDermott at 10:45 a.m. Sean McDermott at 10:45 a.m. Three Dog Thursday on a Friday. I think we're going to call it Four Dog Friday, maybe. We're going to change the name. I don't know. We're going to do something with that. But we're going to do it on a Friday today. And then we're going to have Patrick Hammer at 11:30. McDermott will also speak to the rest of the Buffalo media contingent after he's on with us later, and there'll be more there from him and more information, and there is a light practice out at the stadium today for the team. We'll get our final injury report with game designations. We'll get that first from Sean McDermott. We'll get that officially from the team a little bit later, and then it's on to Arizona. It's on to Arizona on Sunday. Josh, did you know this was a great question? This was a great thing we were talking about at the team facility yesterday. We were down there for practice, and a bunch of us were talking, and this made me feel really old, and I know you're going to make me feel old when I say this, okay? Did you know the Arizona Cardinals were once the Phoenix Cardinals?
I did, and Jeremy and Joe actually talked about this a little bit earlier, but I don't really remember them. I just know looking at back at like history and stuff, like, oh, look, they're Phoenix for however many years here, and then they go back to Arizona.
Did you know what they were before the Phoenix Cardinals?
St. Louis. All right,
I love it.
Let's go.
A few of the younger media members who will remain nameless on this particular show had no idea they were the St. Louis Cardinals and moved to Phoenix. And then became the Arizona Cardinals.
It's not that I'm remembering this or watching highlights.
I've looked at historical stuff.
I like looking at relocation and things like that. That's kind of my thing in sports.
I get it. Well, that's great, and you got it right there. Somebody said, what about One Dog Wednesday? I don't know. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. That's pretty funny. I don't know. Is there some significance to that? One Dog Wednesday? I get it. Oh, whoa. One Dog Wednesday. I think we're going to do Four Dog Friday. Which could be Three Dog Thursday and go with three dogs. I don't really know. Either way. All right. You want to tweet me in? You can tweet me in. Thomas tweets in 13-4 winning the Super Bowl against the Lions. All right. Did Kyle Brandt have him win the Super Bowl against the Lions or being in the Super Bowl at least? I think he might have. I saw a clip this morning. Didn't see that for sure, but I think that might have been what I saw. Asking for your prediction on the Bills season. Call your shot. What is the final record and how does the season end? 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, we're going to get started here with Joe in Tonawanda. Go ahead, Joe. I got you. What do you got for me?
Hey, I think the Bills, you know, it's going to be a bit of a heartbreaker, but 9-8 might get bounced in the wild card. I think we got a lot of young players that are going to do great this season, but they got to get some traction under their feet if they're going to do any real damage this season. That's my prediction.
Do you have them winning the division or just going to a wild card, or is it just, yeah.
No, I won't say who I think is going to win the division because I'm not even too sure yet, but I think we're going to be vying for a wild card there. Okay. And I don't think it's going to go our way.
You got it, Joe. Thanks a lot. I got you written down, buddy. Let's go to Bob in Virginia. Bob, what do you got for me?
Sal, thanks for having me on. Just wanted to tell you a quick story first. We're driving up from Virginia right now en route, and we thought about flying this year. We drive up every year. We thought about flying, and we were like, as we were making the decision, we said, how are we going to listen to Sal on Friday and Monday if we fly? So we made the decision to keep driving. So thanks for giving us those 2 hours on the drive. We love it.
I love it, buddy. Thank you for that. What's your prediction?
I got 10-7 and unfortunately losing in the wild card.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. Safe travels, buddy. All right. You got it. Yep. All right. We had Virginia. Now we got Texas. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, what do you got for me?
Hey, I got division sweep, 11-6.
Ooh, nice.
Winning the Super Bowl.
You got, hey, our first Super Bowl prediction. All right, our first Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, 11-6. All right, with that, let me ask you this. Does Josh Allen win MVP if that happens?
Josh Allen MVP, Josh Allen Super Bowl MVP.
All right, you got it, Steve. I love that prediction. Steve is feeling it today. Steve is feeling it. Super Bowl. Let's go to Robert. Hoboken, New Jersey. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Sal, I'm telling you, this is a 13-win team. They're going to surprise a lot of people. They're not going to surprise us. And this is a Super Bowl winning team. Mark it down. I'll call you back the morning of the
game. I am marking it down. Robert in Hoboken, 13-4 Super Bowl. You got it. You are on my notepad. Thank you, Robert.
And Josh is the MVP, and James is going to run wild, and we're going to get something out of one of these guys, right? So we'll be talking about Khalil, or we'll be talking about Keon next year as one of those top five receivers.
I love it. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. I love the optimism. I mean, why not, right? Everybody's 0-0. Well, not Kansas City or Baltimore now. Everybody's 0-0. It's a time to be optimistic. They do have Josh Allen, number 17. A lot of unknowns. I actually, you know what? Ooh, there was something I thought about last night and I wanted to bring up today. Was kind of a tease take of, are we looking at this team a little wrong, a little different? Maybe last year was the step back. Think about, I went back, you know what I did last night? Last night I went back and watched some of the Bills-Broncos Monday Night Football game last year. And I thought, like, how did they let this Broncos team be here and beat this team? How did they let New England beat them late? How did they let the Giants maybe beat them close to it late? You know what? Maybe it's because they just weren't that good. And that's why they've reset this roster. Maybe we're looking at this team a little bit wrong. If I want to be glass half full, which I usually am, that kind of guy, I could spin it that way and say, maybe last year was the step back. And even though they won a bunch of games and they still got to the divisional round and almost beat Kansas City, if it weren't for some injuries, maybe they would have. Maybe last year was the year they actually stepped back and they weren't that good. Interesting, right? John in Rochester, what do you got for me, buddy?
Yeah, hey, you were talking about the St. Louis Cardinals a moment ago.
Yeah.
I think I have this, want to make sure I'm correct, but they were actually part of the original NFL. They were the Chicago Cardinals way back in 1920.
They were. I didn't bring that up because I don't remember that for sure, but you're right. They were a team that had relocated a couple times. And of course, they go to Phoenix, from St. Louis to Phoenix. They become the Arizona Cardinals, and then the Rams relocate back to St. Louis, and then the Rams go back to L.A. later on. So, thanks, John. I appreciate the phone call. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick timeout because then we got to take another timeout before Sean McDermott. I don't want to cut Coach off, of course, when he comes on board. So, we'll take a timeout here. Stay with me on your predictions. We'll get to your phone calls after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.